Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, the place where you'll learn how to keep your identity safe from would-be thieves from all over the world. Imagine you're away on vacation, you're in a nice sunny place, you're drinking a drink on the beach, one of those ones with the umbrella sticking out of it, and while you're having fun, there's a hacker who's broken into your computer, getting all of your account numbers, and then you go to pay for your lovely trip, and what happens? Your credit card is rejected. Don't think it can happen to you? Think again. Heather Wagenhals is with us now. You know her well. Certified identity theft risk management specialist and personal finance expert. Heather, how are you?
I am unbelievable, and you are so right. Just because we're on vacation doesn't mean cyber criminals are.
Yeah, that's for sure. In fact, because you're on vacation, it's more likely that they're not, right?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, you know, you think you lock your house and, you know, you take the dog off to his Poochie Palace and you're all set to go on vacation and that everything is safe. And so you kind of leave your cares behind. That's the purpose, right? To go recreate or recreate yourself, recreation. And yet we still have to be hypervigilant when we're traveling.
Yeah, especially, well, I always believe you need to be hyper vigilant when you're on vacation, whether it's locking your computer up in the safe in your room, because you're a prime target there. They grab your computer. You probably, if you're like me, in your contacts, you've got like everybody's social security number. You've got all your account numbers, your brokerage accounts, your bank accounts. And now you need to take all the precautions. So how do you protect yourself when you're on vacation, not just with what you're carrying, but all your accounts?
Well, we have to be careful with our connections. So first off, you know, we all love to save passwords and browsers. It's path of least resistance, right? And this plays back into what we talk about at the Unlock Your Wealth radio program is brain-based financial literacy, because you already know to spend less and save more, but you don't. And the reason why is because we're biologically set up to fail at that. And it's because that first primal brain says, seek pleasure, avoid pain. And having to type in your password every time is a pain, right? And so we want to avoid that. So if I can do a one-click registration with my Facebook, you know, profile, or I can save it in my browser, that makes my life easier because I don't have to remember 50 different passwords because everybody says, oh, encrypt your password. Don't ever use the same one twice. And so we're like, yeah, whatever. You know, and we just kind of think it won't happen to us. Plausible deniability, right? That won't happen.
No, it can't happen to me, right? It would never happen to
me. Yeah.
Right.
So a big point of vulnerability that we have is that we have all of this wireless capability, okay? And so there's three ways that people can connect with us. They can connect with us through Wi-Fi, they can connect with us through Bluetooth, and with these smartphones getting even smarter and with all these payment methods available where you just bump it. So now we have what they call near-field communication. And again, path of least resistance, we're lazy. They actually, all these default settings come turned on. Your Wi-Fi is on the first time you crack open that new phone. Your Bluetooth is on and your near-field communication. If you ever wonder what kills your battery, it's those things because they're always on looking for a signal to connect to. So you go to the resort, right? One way that you can be hacked is through Wi-Fi. And so you're like, but I'm on my hotel's wireless though. See, it says ABC Hotel. And yes, it may say that, but they can spoof a wireless signal and use their portable MiFi type of Wi-Fi device that works off of cellular communications, and they can name the network anything they want. They can change the default name. And so now the hotel might have an encrypted signal, so it's ABC Hotel, and you see the little lock on there, but then you have ABC Hotel Guest. and you're like, I don't want to remember my room number and all that crap, so I'm just going to connect to this one. And lo and behold, you're connecting to somebody who's probably two tables away from you, enjoying a latte and looking like they're absorbed into their laptop. And what they're doing is they're busy putting malware on that every time you log in, it's going to start slurping all your private information over to their computer.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I once met a guy, Heather, on a plane. He was a CIA guy or some kind of contractor, and he showed me this thing. It was like a portable Wi-Fi thing on wheels, and it looked like it was a Samsonite suitcase. And what it did was it overpowered the Wi-Fi in a hotel, and it had the same name. So if you went through that Wi-Fi and you weren't on an encrypted line, it could basically hack into everything on your computer, download everything that was there, and they owned you, basically. So I guess I guess that's exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
Right. Now, you know, other ways to communicate, again, is, you know, there's still two more ways. You've got Bluetooth, which does direct connections. So if you think you're being sly, instead of putting all that sensitive contact info that you were talking about in your contacts list, what if you just put it into a document that you saved on your phone and you gave it some crazy name? Well, you know, there's a way to directly connect with your phones with Bluetooth, you know, so you can connect to your computer, to your Bluetooth. So if you're, say, you're sharing a wireless signal like a Wi-Fi, but you don't have Wi-Fi on that particular device, but you have Bluetooth, then you can take and activate that and you can go in and search for targeted files, you know, because your contacts are stored in the same root file on every Android. It has the same file name. So it's not difficult for these hackers to figure out. And near-field communication is spending cash, you know. So if you're an Apple Pay or a Google Wallet person, you need to turn that signal on and off when you're ready to use it. And if you're not using it, do not have it on for any reason, because all I have to do with my cool little skimming device is all I got to do is come near you. What if I am standing behind you in the grocery store line and I just bump into you? I see your phone's in the back pocket. All I got to do is bump my phone up against yours. And bam, now I just captured your Apple Pay data or your Google Wallet or whatever particular form of near-field communication you're using. And that's a scary thing, because that's our cash. Because what do? We usually have it hooked up to our checking account.
Yeah.
And so, boom, the cash is gone. And you know that, you know, debit card disputing items and contesting items on debit cards is an exercise in futility. Once the money's gone, it's gone. The nice thing about credit cards is that there's that dispute mechanism you have available. So you are not obligated to pay it until they prove that the charge is yours. Whereas if you're using a debit card, that debit card slurps the money out right away, and then you have to contest it in order to get the money back. Yeah. And that's harder to do than not paying up front. And that's why, you know, when we travel on vacations, leave those debit cards at home. You can get cash advances on your credit card if you want. And there's another thing that we should probably talk about too, are hotel ATMs. You know, because an ATM is an unsightly large kind of gangly machine, you know, they usually have them off, usually where the bank of telephones are or the restrooms. And so after you make 50 turns down these hallways, most of the time you're private. Well, that also lets hackers attach skimming devices right on there. And they're so small now that it doesn't take very much for them to attach these to the external part of the ATM machine. And you swipe your information and they've captured it.
Oh, my goodness. It's that easy. I know I just got a list of skimmers at gas stations in South Florida. There must be 150 of them. In fact, there is a skimmer supposedly at a gas station right around the corner from me, Heather. It's a station that I've used before. I can't even believe it. They're rampant here. It's just amazing.
But, you know, any way they can get that information. And see, and I think that that's probably a good differentiator. And I don't know how much time we have to talk about that on today's show. But there's a difference between identity theft and card fraud. And if you were forced upon with one, it would be the latter. And card fraud is much easier to deal with than complete identity theft, which is where someone becomes you, not where they accidentally happen upon a credit card number or something like that. Sure. It's where they actually become you. So card fraud is going to create a nightmare while you're on vacation. And if somebody's looking to start over, you know, our guard is down. We go in and we just have on these robes where we go in for like massage treatments and any other type of therapies, facials and stuff. And you know, you need to lock your stuff up, because I could come into your hotel room as a maid with my master key, and I could skim every card in your wallet that you left sitting on there and leave without you ever knowing I touched it. And yet I've captured your entire wallet. And if I wanted to become you, I could that simply. Take a picture of the license. I'm done. I'm out the door, and I am you, and I'm starting over. Because Carrie's a great name that could be man or woman, so I could become you like that.
You're so right. You're absolutely right. Hey, and that leads us to our new sponsor here, KeepMyID.org, because what they do, Heather, is they're actually able to freeze your credit reports so that nobody, and I mean nobody, is able to add accounts to you without your knowledge. In effect, what happens is your credit reports are frozen. So when a potential new credit vendor tries to run your credit report, they say no credit accounts are extended without your approval, which makes it all which makes it all a whole new ball game with these identity thefts.
Because even if your contact information is compromised, the beautiful thing that they offer is that they can't go out and establish new accounts. Exactly. And there's just a complete block on it. And that's a wonderful thing, because you can, you know, unfortunately still have your information compromised, but they can't do any damage with it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Wasn't real clear, but with KeepMyID.org, no identity theft can go and open new accounts in your name, because anybody trying to grant you a new account, whether it's Citibank or American Express, is going to have to call you first. Okay. They can't just give you a new account. That's what it comes down to. I mean, that's the beauty of it. So go to keepmyid.org, use the discount code FSN2. You get a substantial discount, and it's something that you got to do. I've got it myself. And I'll tell you, it's unlike all the other services, you actually get prevention and not monitoring while you watch them steal your identity. It's a whole new ball.
Yeah, reactionary care.
Reactionary care. Yeah, okay, great. Now they've stolen your identity. What do you do now? It's a whole new ball game. So back to this vacation identity theft. You know, Miami is like the identity theft capital of the country now, Heather. Did you know that? I mean, it's unbelievable.
No, but the numbers, you know, the numbers are, they just grow exponentially. At some point, I'm like, okay, I can't read anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's spectacular what's happening here. With those gas station skimmers in Miami-Dade County, there are literally hundreds of them there. This list that was sent to me, I don't even know if the list is accurate or not. It appears to be. I mean, it's like, I can't even believe it. What's going on here. So pretty soon, I think that everybody...
I can't believe somebody actually published that information, you know, because that could be very damaging to a visit.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know if it's true or not. That's what I find distressing, Heather, is that...
Because if it's not true, now you're ruining somebody else's business by saying that there are skimmers there, you know? Yeah. And there's not much you can do about it, because after hours, if you've locked up for the night, you know, those gas pumps sit outside. You can't wheel them in and, you know, take those...
And I guess that's how they do it, right? Is that how they do it? Think about it.
Yeah, you know, you got to be up there. You got to be like, you know, I mean, you know, I read a lot of murder mysteries and spy stuff. I'm always like trying to figure out things. I'm hooked on Robert Ludlum right now. And, you know, it wouldn't take much to like pull up to a gas station and just, you know, go like you're going to put in gas and, you know, be able to, they've got to have a streamlined way of installing it where it looks like you're just like some random person in the middle of the night trying to get gas.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can pretend like you act like you're swiping it a few times and then maybe pound on it. Because if it's videotaped, you know, you could be like, hey, why isn't this working? And then just get in your car and drive off and not ever pump it again.
Yeah, really.
And now your skimmer's installed.
Wow. Never thought of that. But yeah, it's totally true. Wow. What will they
I mean, they could probably do it in broad daylight, too.
Yeah. Why not?
You know?
Yeah. It's so small. Yeah. So small, why not?
Because nobody's going to see, because it's shooting from behind you, so it's going to get your back. So you can kind of cover up what you're doing. You can, like, pound on the machine, pretend like, oh, my God, why aren't you taking my card? And then just, you know.
That's wild.
And then install your device and make a beeline. I mean, because that's how it's being done somewhere like that.
Sure. Yeah, you just put the thing right on. I mean, they have them in the... In these stores, the employees are using them. They're getting paid, I guess, to do it. So why not, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's another thing, too. When you're at a restaurant, you know, you want to make sure that you follow that card up to the register. They put the little black book for you to make it convenient so they can go. But, you know, if you're a poor, starving college student, you know, or you've got a baby to feed and you've got some deadbeat guy, it's so easy to say, hey, for every card you swipe in this machine, you know, I'll pay you $15. And if that's $15, the easy way, how many tables do you turn a night? 20? 20 times 15? Yeah. You'll be making maybe more money on the card skimming than you will on your actual tips. But it's great extra income. And, you know, you just, the guy gives you the device. You skim all night. You swap them out. He counts how many cards you captured. Bam. You get your cash right there in your hot little hands. You're good to go.
God, things that people do to make money. I mean, can't take it, but Heather, we got to run right now, but tell us best place to find you on the web, your newsletter, book, all that.
Okay, so if you want book, go get on the newsletter at crackingyourmoneycode.com. Yes, You Can is going to be coming out here in another month or so, as soon as the graphics people are done laying out everything. And for the radio show, unlockyourwealthradio.com, where we give you up-to-the-minute scam alerts and all kind of news you can use.
All right. And as always, you find the links in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. We've got a webinar coming up tonight. It's you'll find it at financialsurvivalnetwork.com, the graphics in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. We've got Rick Rule and John Embry, two preeminent experts in alternative finance. It's being held at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Otherwise, just go to libertymastermind.us and sign up. It's free. Heather, always a pleasure. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks. Make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.